This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We caught up with Michael Brown and Marcus from the Freedom Project. The Freedom Project exists to see an end to child human trafficking and slavery. And you might hear that and initially think to yourself, goodness, you know, is this still an issue? How is this still going on? They estimate right now that there's a roughly 48 million people who are being trafficked into some form of human slavery. And so we caught up with Michael and we asked him, what kind of issues, how do we tackle this issue specifically in Australia?
Slavery in all its forms, or most of its forms, is in every country in the world. Some countries are at the top of that tree, like India, with nearly half the world's slaves. Australia has a moderate problem, but it's still a real problem. Here in New South Wales, we've legalised brothels, so that makes it a little trickier. It makes it a health and safety issue more than a trafficking issue sometimes to find out what's going on inside. It's very hard to get access and it's very hard to take interventions to rescue and see a change because brothels are legal. But one of the things you can do is be aware. So keep your eyes open. There are all sorts of situations in Australia. Hospitality, the building industry. I don't want to mention specific retail outlets. It could be food. It could be all sorts of things where there's a multinational or international workforce. If you see someone who doesn't speak good English, they're young and they should be learning English.
Yeah.
And they're not. And they're escorted a lot of places. And they don't seem to have the freedoms that you would expect them to. A family reunion mightn't be a family reunion. That young fellow might be at the back of a restaurant, sleeping on a mattress, working 18 hours a day for almost no pay in slave labour conditions, or a girl in a salon painting nails, that, and so on and so forth. Hospitality, building, there's many industries where there is slavery in Australia.
And Marcus, you're working in Southeast Asia, particularly with the child soldier aspect of the conversation. Can you explain to us what the situation is there?
Yeah, it's different depending on the countries that you're in. And child soldiering is known as one of the worst forms of human trafficking in the world because often it has the components of the sex trafficking as well as it has components of forced labor. But on top of that, you're also teaching kids how to carry weapons and kill. And so with some of our work, for example, in Myanmar and Burma, we work up in a tribal area. I can't even mention the specifics of where it is because a lot of these places are you know, very restricted in terms of what you can do. And we actually have to build relationships with cartel or rebel leaders in order to work in these places. But we've been able to use education programs, believe it or not, to come in and negotiate to demobilize kids out of these armies. And so what we are able to do is some of the work is preventative. Like if you get a child in school in a lot of these areas, there's between a 15 to 30% chance that they won't be conscripted in the army because of that. So, you know, if you put 100 kids in school, there may be 30 of those that actually don't end up in the military. But we actually have deals where the military will just give us children. So like this year, I think we had over 60 kids that were dropped off on our doorstep at different points. Sometimes it was because these children were in the army register. So you're saying earlier, you know, what would a dad do, you know, with children?
Yeah.
Think about what it's like for parents up in this particular area to know that the army has come in, they've done a consensus of the village, and that if you have one child or up to two children, they'll take that child from you at 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
And if you have three or more children, they'll take two children. So the impacts, just the impacts of that moment on both the child and on the parents is significant when a soldier comes in and takes your child away from you. That's one of the things that's kept me in this work for so long is because I've thought, oh my goodness, you know, the days I want to quit. You know, I've got, now she's 11, but I've got an 11-year-old daughter. Mm. I've got four kids and she's our youngest. But I think, what if a soldier showed up at my doorstep and pulled my little girl out of my arms? Mm. What would that be like for me? And so I look at her, I'm like, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
I got to keep doing this.
That is Marcus Young and Michael Brown from the Freedom Project. We'll continue our chat with them next with one of the stories of someone they have met that has really seen a turnaround from originally being a child soldier to now being completely on the other side.
This is a hard space. You know, if a kid comes out of these kinds of environments, you don't always get a win. Mm. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, and you have to be okay with that. But we have had a lot of wins. I think of one particular young man that we've worked with for years over in Mindanao. His folks were both assassins. And so from the time he was born, he was trained as an assassin. So when he was 6 years old, they'd take him down to the beach and they would throw bottles up and he had to shoot and hit the bottle. And if he didn't hit it, then he didn't eat. Hmm. And so he grew up to the point where I think when he was like 10 years old, he could take blindfolded a grenade launcher and load it up and fire it. And by the time he was 12, he was in armed conflict. By the time he was 14, he assassinated his first, what he called a Christian. It was just somebody who wasn't a Muslim. And we have lots of Muslim friends, so I'm not trying to be critical on that side of things. But in this particular case, he was trained if he killed his first Christian, it was his ticket to heaven.
Right.
And so, you know, this young man has a story where he heard a simple message from actually a Muslim movie star who he wanted to shoot when the guy talked to him, simple story of Jesus. Mm. And that thing just began to change his life and confront him. And so in his early 20s, he had already done 26 political assassinations.
Wow.
And I've heard some of his stories, and my first knee-jerk reaction was, I got to put this guy in the can. I've got to get him in jail. It was just, you know, kind of like Hollywood stories. You're like, oh my goodness. But, you know, he's worked with us for some years now as a rescuer.
Wow.
Somebody who cares about these young kids, what they go through. And so that's, you know, one story of redemption that's, to me, pretty dramatic because you look where they came from and what they're doing now and you realize, oh my goodness, this is just amazing.
That was Marcus Young from the Freedom Project. If you want to find out more about the Freedom Project, which exists to end child human trafficking and slavery, you can head along to thefreedomproject.org.